There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
With your Chai FM Global Report, I'm Juliet Newell. We begin with the headlines. David Schwimmer stands up against anti-Semitism. And Harvard criticized for ineffectual response to campus anti-Semitism. In the United States, actor David Schwimmer urged Hollywood to speak out against anti-Semitism. He was speaking at the Anti-Defamation League conference in New York earlier this week, where he presented the Heroes Against Hate Award. Schwimmer, who rose to fame as Ross Geller in the hit TV series Friends, said his career has given him a platform to speak out about issues that matter to him, but acknowledged that it's not always easy.
Like so many others, I've been attacked and threatened by people I've never met. I've been abandoned by people I thought were friends and by organizations I thought were allies.
He called on celebrities who've chosen to remain silent to stand together against hatred and to use their platforms for good.
I wish you would stand up. I wish you would speak out, because your voice would be so meaningful to your fans who love you, to your community members who need you, to folks who could use just a little solidarity right now from people they respect and look up to.
In Spain, the Jewish community of Madrid and the Federation of Jewish Communities of Spain have condemned an attempted arson attack on the Rimon Kosher restaurant in central Madrid. On Tuesday night, an unknown individual sprayed a gasoline-like liquid on the restaurant's entrance. However, quick action from the staff prevented a blaze. The attack's been described as an anti-Semitic act aimed at terrorizing the Jewish community. The Israeli embassy in Spain's also condemned the attack, offering support to the restaurant's staff and expressing solidarity with the Jewish community. A police investigation is underway to identify the perpetrator and determine the motive behind the incident. This attack comes amid rising anti-Semitic incidents in Spain since the start of the Israel-Hamas conflict in October 2023. In the UK, Israel-based company Monday.com has condemned fake ads that appeared on London Underground trains in late February, stating the ads do not reflect their views. The ads, which mimicked Monday.com's design, included anti-Israel messages like Monday.com for whatever you run, even an apartheid state. The ads were reported by a Jewish woman. UK lawyers for Israel then alerted Transport for London, who confirmed the ads were unauthorized and illegal, and they were quickly removed. Monday.com clarified on social media that the ads were a distortion of their campaign, saying the company does not support the anti-Israel message in the ads. The incident follows a rise in anti-Semitic incidents in the UK, with 3,528 recorded in 2024. And in the United States, former Harvard President Lawrence H. Summers has sharply criticized the university's leadership for its ineffectual response to rising anti-Semitism on campus. In a public statement, Summers called out the Presidential Task Force on Combating Anti-Semitism for its slow progress, urging the Harvard Corporation to take stronger action. His comments come amid growing unrest over recent anti-Semitic incidents and a controversial letter from student groups blaming Israel for violence. Summers warned that failing to address these issues could damage Harvard's reputation and alienate parts of its community. Alumni and advocacy groups are now calling for more decisive action to combat hate on campus and restore trust in Harvard's leadership. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we'll email it to you every day.